Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
Guys, welcome back to The Late Show with Beers and Break-Evens. Haven't said it as with before. That was a bit strange, but we're here now, so let's roll with it, as we always do on The Late Show. Timbo, we're up late. You're a bit tired. How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty knackered, mate. It's a late night. We're up here recording, and look, you stuffed up the intro, but, you know, we're fast, we're loose on this one, and that's the way The Late Show rolls.
We just play eyes up stuff, play to the whistle. Kathmandu, how are we?
Very well, very well. Oh, my mic was off. I feel like that is so on par with the intro that we had.
That's good.
Well.
Let it run. Yeah. I like yeah. it. Shout out to Kat. Now, was it off all morning?
No. It good. Was just thank off God. Because we
ultimate
were
professionals
recording.
Here.
We love yeah. that. All right. Scissors, yeah. paper, rock, big dog. Scissors, paper, rock.
Fuck. Oh, wait, guys. Oh, I'm in you a should slump. Have used the little guru hand.
I'm in a slump.
That's paper.
Your supercoach aside's in free fall. Your rock offs are in free fall.
Okay. Am I out first or are you?
Do what you do best, mate. Receive.
Okay.
Righto.
What have we got?
All right. Where shall I start? Let's start with this question from JFrid101. Young or Isako?
I'm not huge on either. I worry that both of them have centers inside them that aren't going to pass them the fucking football, to be honest with you. But Isako is a goal kicker. I hate to say it because I know Tim will be sitting there like a Cheshire fucking cat after trading him in, but I would rather have Isako over Dom Young is my thoughts.
Yeah, I am a very happy Isako owner. Thanks for that, mate. Look, I think that Dom Young is the play, and that is because he's $225,000 cheaper. Like, Isako's a great buy, don't get me wrong, but as you mentioned, Herbie's coming back. I'm hoping Herbie comes back on the left where he played at the Broncos, not on the right. I much prefer Avery Lowe inside him, but you can save $225,000 and get an elite winger in a gun team with a good draw coming up in a few weeks. I like Dom Young.
I didn't know he was 225K cheaper, but I much prefer Isako as a player in my team.
You're the real, to that you're way the real you rook on this podcast.
Yeah. Cat.
Okay, next question. This one will start with you, Timmy. Build a 1 to 13 using only rugby league or Supercoach content creators or personalities.
We do this together.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say, like a bit of a heads up would have been nice on that.
I like this one. All right, fullback. I am going to, I reckon we go for the great Jarrell Yao Yee, part of the bloke side.
Yeah, right. So what is it? Is it NRL creators as well.
Yeah, NRL yeah. content creators.
All right.
Or like personality.
Jarrell's never a fullback though.
I think he's the best option. Or do you want to pick Kempy at fullback? Do you want to pick yourself at fullback?
I want to put me at fullback.
Okay, we'll go Tim Williams at fullback. Wingers, I think we have to go Hammy.
And Kempy?
Hammy and Kempy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or do we go Jarrell and Kempy?
Yeah, let's go Jarrell yeah. and Kempy. We'll go Hamiso in the centres maybe.
Yeah.
That fits.
Yeah.
And another center. Is the water boy up to playing center?
No, he's oranges.
Not. Yeah. Okay, we need a center. I got one. I want to pick Rando at center.
Oh, yeah. Special.
Rando at center.
Yeah,
for
great
me.
Call.
Yeah. Flying. We need a 5'8".
Have you got it in you or not? Or your ball playing lock?
No. I'll be in with the pigs. Don't worry about that. Might put myself at 13, but I need a 5'8".
Where did Tom and Eddie come into this team? They got half a brain between them on the footy field or not?
Ooh, Ooh.
Were they any good?
I'm not putting either of them in the halves. Nah. Oh.
They're too reckless.
We can pick Normie.
Oh, yeah?
I'm taking Corey Norman at 5'8". Thanks for coming. Halfback. Halfback's tough.
I'm thinking for content creators off the mark.
Halfback is tough.
We'll skip ahead. Front row, James Graham.
Oh, yeah, James. Oh, Jesus, it's going to be tough in the front row. You probably have to go James Graham, Willie Mason in the front row.
Yeah.
Which probably means that we can just pick Isaac at halfback now I think about it. There's a halfback
Isaac
for us.
Perfect.
We'll take Ice at halfback.
Scope on the edge.
I need another edge.
Can we get Eddie in as a bit of rough and tumble edge back rower?
How can we get Tom on the edge? Tom's a big body.
Is he bigger body than Eddie?
Tom Birmingham?
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
Yeah, all right. Tom on the edge.
Definitely Tom on the edge. 13, I'm going to go Roasty. Wanted him in the front. Or do we keep him on the front row rotation?
Keep him front row. I like you at 13.
Okay, I'll step up.
I think you'd be a great ball playing lock.
I am. Don't worry about that.
Number nine.
And then our number nine. Chico's sort of been a little bit out of the content game recently. Have we got any other nines that we could? Can't pick the water boy there.
Nah, I just don't want to start, man.
Can't pick Eddie there. Honest. Oh, maybe Tobler.
Tobler would be a good nine.
Tobler would make a good little nine. We still haven't got a cat in the side yet either. She's going to be filthy.
I'll just bring the oranges.
Bring the oranges. Oh, yeah. 14, Maddie. And we haven't got Eddie in the side yet.
Eddie on the bench. Might not get on the field.
Roasty.
Yeah. Who are we missing?
I think we're pretty much covered, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. That was a good question. Good fun. Big great. 30 seconds.
Great question.
You can go first again.
All right, mate.
Good to know how you guys really feel about my footy skills. Okay. Galvin to a cheap Cody Walker with Latrell back and South soft draw.
Nah, I just can't touch the bunnies at the moment. Touched on beers and break-evens on Cody and all signs point to him. Soft draw, he's so cheap, 516K, good origin draw as well, but I just can't go near the bunnies at the moment. I've seen a few people saying, oh, Latrell back, could he be an option as well, but you need to see something with the bunnies first. Cam Murray gone as well now. Like, you can be a superstar in the back line. If they're not winning in the middle, they're not going to get opportunities, Roo.
Rinse and repeat. Completely agree. Not the play for me.
Okay, cool. Best gun hooker moving forward. Someone said learning towards, but I think they mean leaning. Mm. Leaning towards Egan as a pod.
I've got Egan. I'm not convinced he is the guy. Honestly, Reece Robson might be the one. Mm. You might have nailed it. He's playing great footy at the moment. The Cowboys got a good draw over the next few weeks. I don't think there's any threat of him not playing 80 minutes, which is pretty rare. I'm starting to wonder if it is Robson.
I think whoever you're starting hooker is now, you just roll with through to Origin.
Yeah.
I think Harrigan's still probably the guy I want post-Origin, but I think with the way Melbourne are going, he's every chance at fewer minutes or rest over that Origin period. So I'm a very happy Reece Robson owner. I do think the man come round 13 through to round 19 at a minimum will be Jeremy Marshall-King. The Dolphins play round 13, 16, 19, the three major bye weeks. So I've got plans to get Marshall-King in through that period with Robson, you know, probably on Origin duties. Whether he's a hold or sell, I'm not sure.
JMK is not a bad shout. Yeah.
Like
it. Okay. Is Talis Duncan a trade-in?
Oh, Talis Duncan can't even start with all these injuries. So, like, we're missing something there because we were high on him at the start of the year. But, you know, they've now had Cam Murray go down injured. They had Jacob Host or someone suspended. They've moved Jai Arrow to an edge to partner Kuan Kaloa Matangi. He just can't get a start to save himself. So, no, even with all the injuries, I don't think you can do it.
Yeah, I don't think you could do it either. I think that if Wayne does arrive there next year, I think Talis could be very interesting under Wayne, but right now, no way, no.
Okay, I really like this question, and I'm so sorry I forgot to say who was asking the questions.
It's all right.
Shout out to everyone. This one is from James A. Christoph. Would you rather win Supercoach overall or your NRL team wins the premiership?
I'd rather come in the top 1,000 in Supercoach than the team
I don't have a team.
Yeah, let me finish my sentence, Kat.
Sorry.
Jeez. Sorry for talking whilst you were interrupting then. Unbelievable. I'd rather win Super. It's 50K, please.
You don't want a Roosters premiership that bad?
Fuck no. 50K? Get to talk shit for the rest of my life? Miss me with that.
Look,
even if Josh was in the Roosters team, I'd probably still take the 50K.
Yeah. Look, I would love to, you know, be passionate towards the mighty Green Machine. I love them. I want nothing more than for this hoodoo to break. But at the end of the day, 50,000 big ones in the back pocket, and considering talking about Supercoach is my career, to probably do pretty well for the old runs on the board. So to have a win and a runner-up on the old mantelpiece, it wouldn't be bad. So I'm going to have to take the Supercoach win.
All right, tell me when you take the Raiders premiership, 40K?
You know what? It's not about the money as much.
Bullshit.
It's the bragging rights.
Okay.
If there was no prize money, if there was no money in it, would you rather a Raiders premiership or you win Supercoach?
Nah, I'd take Raiders premiership.
Okay, so there has to be a price in there somewhere, Timber.
Maybe like 25K.
25K, you reckon's your breaking point? Yeah. Okay, I like that. That's good.
That's funny. Okay. Well, guys, I think we got one more question.
One more? Sweet.
All right. Yep. Is it too late to go fuller or just go drinky now?
It's too late. You missed the 150-odd K price rise last week. We suspect Tabu Aifido's back next week. Could spell the end of Fuller. Guhuru, you and I both owners. Wanted more out of him last week, but happy to take those cash rises. Very happy that he should be getting this second game in this week. Should go over 200K or thereabouts in cash rises, but too late.
Yeah, it's too late. You've missed the boat. If you didn't do it last week, tough shit. You'd be crazy to do it this week, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're done.
It's all the question is.
Love it. By the way, big response to the Simpsons spine last week. Didn't I got sent a lot of them.
Same. I love the response.
I think all the YouTube comments were people's version of a 1-13 Simpsons.
What was the one that stood out to you from people sending through that you said?
Oh, I was actually there's one of my mates sent through his spine, and I actually thought it was all time. If you can maybe talk about any that you thought of.
Yeah, the one that I got straight away and I went, you idiot. Like, granted, we were very much put on the spot with this, so it was a tough going, but Hank Scorpio.
Oh, Hank Scorpio at 7 was
there was a lot of Hank Scorpio at 7. I'm like, oh, why did we not put that evil genius at number 7? He's got Joey Johns written all over him.
The other one I didn't mind was Fat Tony at hooker. Didn't mind that at all. So shout out to you, Eamon. He had groundskeeper Willie at fullback. Professor Frank at 6, Hank at 7, and Fat Tony at 9. A lot of people also messaged me about Ned Flanders that we overlooked.
It was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What position's Ned?
Ned is ripped to pieces, we learn a few times throughout the series. So you could have sort of played him maybe anywhere.
I think you could put him in like an edge back row or something and just get through work.
I think you could play him fucking anywhere. Yeah. Got a bit of like DCE to him, Ned. All right, we're good. Question's done.
All good. Sorted, mate.
All right, beautiful. Thanks for joining us once again on The Late Show. Best of luck with your Supercoach this weekend. Stay tuned to SC Playbook, Guru, Roo Crew, Kathmandu. We'll be updating you across the weekend on our moves and what is doing.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.